Book 4. Argument. The Conference with Menelaus. Telemachus, with Pisistratus arriving at Sparta, is hospitably received by Menelaus, to whom he relates the cause of his coming, and learns from him many particulars of what befell the Greeks since the destruction of Troy. He dwells more at large upon the prophecies of Proteus to him in his return, from which he acquaints Telemachus that Ulysses is detained in the island of Calypso. In the meantime, the suitors consult to destroy Telemachus on the voyage home. Penelope is apprised of this, but comforted in a dream by Pallas, in the shape of her sister, Ipthema. And now proud Sparta with their wheels resounds. Sparta, whose walls a range of hills surrounds. At the fair dome the rapid labour ends, where sate Atrides, midst his bridal friends, with double vows invoking Hymen's power to bless his sons and daughters' nuptial hour. That day, to great Achilles' son, resigned Hermione, the fairest of her kind, was sent to crown the long-protracted joy espoused before the final doom of Troy. With steeds and gilded cars, a gorgeous train attend the nymphs to Phthia's distant reign. Meanwhile at home, to Megapanther's bed, the virgin choir Elector's daughter led. Brave Megapanthus, from a stolen amour to great Atrides' age, his handmaid bore. To Helen's bed the gods alone assign Hermione to extend the regal line. On whom a radiant pomp, O graces, wait, resembling Venus in attractive state. While this gay, friendly troop the king surround, with festival and mirth the roofs resound. A bard amid the joyous circle sings, high airs attempered to the vocal strings. Whilst warbling to the varied strain, advance two sprightly youths to form the bounding dance. 'Twas then that issuing through the palace gate, the splendid car rolled slow in regal state. On the bright eminence, young Nestor shone, and fast beside